Moving on. Are we able to move on after tough situations? Well, we're all still here, so we are able to move on. But how difficult is it for us to move on? Does it come easy? Are we happy? Trials will come in various forms and various ways. Luke 17:1. Let's turn over there. Luke 17:1. It is impossible that no offenses should come. What does that tell us? That our life is easy since we've been baptized? Did we all have that same thought? Well, great, I'm baptized. Everything's going to be easy now. Yeah, no, that didn't work out that way. Not that I thought that. I did. But continuing on, but woe to him of whom they do come. So offenses will come. Are we the one causing an offense? Or are we one receiving one? In 1 Corinthians 11:19, we can turn over there. First Corinthians 11:19. For there must also be fractions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. That's us. We're still here. The fractions that were among us are gone, so we'd move on. We can do what we can do to try and keep these offenses and problems keeping us from moving on. But we have to continue to move on always. So there is a process if there is offenses or if we are offended by someone. First off, we have to think, is it really that offensive? Am I making more out of it than what it really is? But if it is offenses and it continues and we try to overlook, which we should do, we should always try to overlook an offense towards us because we are human after all. We are not perfect yet. We are not changed. So we will occasionally offend one another once in a while. But if it's a continual thing and it doesn't stop, there is a process. We do go to this person and we do try to resolve the issue, the problem, whatever it may be. If they refuse to repent, let's look at Luke 17 again. Luke 17:2. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. So I don't want to be the one offending. I don't want a millstone around my neck. Take heed to yourselves if your brother sins against you, and this is part of the process we have to go through. Rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times in a day he returns saying, I repent. Well, what do? We forgive him. If this is a continual thing, and repentance does stop, then we move on to Matthew 18. And that is verse 18. Or 17, excuse me. If he refuses to hear, then... So we in this, we go to this person. If he refuses to pray, we go to ministry and bring it before ministry. If that doesn't work, If he refuses to hear them, verse 17, tell it to the church. But if he refuses to hear the church, let him be like you, a heathen and a tax collector. Sounds kind of harsh, but we move on. We forget about him. The only way that we can accept them back is if they do repent and this kind of behavior stops. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. God will take care of the problem. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulations those who trouble you. I wouldn't want to be a person to trouble any of God's people, let alone pull them away from the church. Their tribulation will start, and I don't want it. I'd probably rather have a millstone hung around my neck than go through what God can put us through if he wants to. Trials will come in various ways, in various forms. They may be health issues, financial issues, maybe people problems, maybe a family member. It doesn't matter what it is. The fact is, we have to continue. We have to move on. We have to be strong soldiers. Let's face it, our life living as Christians is a trial. We are tested, no matter what. And the bottom line, if we forget, these trials can be pretty tricky. You know, a trial for one person could be someone not giving them what they want. That's their trial. But the real trial is how we move on. Do we move on out the door? Or do we try to find the root of the real trial, which is the test of our conviction? That's it. Simple as that. Moving on, what our conviction is, and that is a Christian, to be a kind, loving person, willing to move on, willing to forget offenses, willing to learn, willing to teach. We have to persevere. We have to be strong. And how do we get this strength? Where does the strength come from? It comes from God's Spirit. We pray every day. We pray for strength, wisdom, knowledge. But we also rejoice in the Lord. We must praise him. Give back to him. Serve whatever we can do. It doesn't matter what it is. Wherever we're needed in the church, we should be willing and able to jump right in. We also do this by prayer and submission. Submission to God's laws and rules. Not thinking that it's too much for me or that's not right, that's too harsh, whatever it may be. We have to submit to God's laws, knowing that our lives are in his hands. Simple as that. We're here because he wants us to be here, and he's allowing us to be here. If we don't want to be here, we will be gone. All we have to do is just start disobeying, not following his laws. Let's take a look at Philippians. Philippians 4, verse 5, or verse 4, starting verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Be happy. Be happy we're being taught and being shaped. Be happy we're going through trials. Our trials are for our growth and shaping. Let your gentleness be known to all men. Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. He sees everything. He knows our minds. He knows our ambitions. He knows what we want. He knows what we do. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Always thanking God for what He does for us and what He gives to us. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And that's the kind of protection we need. Protection we need from being deceived and taught wrong doctrine. There are other ways that we may serve God as well as doing the work. As we're lights, obviously, there's offerings, there's sacrifices that we make. We may sacrifice our best bull and goats or ourselves. And when we sacrifice ourselves, we put everything else in this world aside. There's nothing that comes before God. If we want to stay in God's family, we have to want it. We have to actually work for it. It's not anything that comes free. Let's read Philippians 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, is what we should meditate on. These things, everything good, we have to separate ourselves from the world to be able to, say, concentrate and stay convicted to God's way of life. This Christian life is not an easy life. We are tested for a reason. And it's not to become back into this world. This world is fading away, and it should fade away a lot quicker than it is. And we are for the new world. That's why we're being tested and tried. That's why we're being shaped. We do have a purpose. And we have to fulfill this purpose. James 2. Actually, the whole book of James. I'd like to read it all, but don't have time. So, I guess you'll have to read it later. But it is good. It is very encouraging. James 2, verse 1. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to one wearing the fine clothes, and you say to him, you sit here in a good place. That's showing partiality, and we don't really want to do that. We are all the same. We all have the same purpose. And we all serve the same God who expects the same out of all of us. To be kind, partial to Him only. To love one another and to serve Him. Also verse 12. So speak and so do as those will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. We also have to be merciful and kind. So when trials do come, how do we move on? Do we hold grudges? Is it tough for us to move on? Do we question God? Do we act as the world does? Why does God do this to us? No, that's not the way we are. That's not the way we're taught. We do thank God for all things, good, bad, whatever is in our life. We always thank God. So, with this, we meditate on all good things that come from God. Not worry about the world. Pray for help always for one another, whether we're going through trials or whatever we're going through. If we're having hard times, we're having hard times with family, doesn't matter what it is, we have to always be for one another.